WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Sick bitches, the master and the ruler of the world.
This is Steve Blackman, Lethal Weapon.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The name does sound familiar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
We thought it best to break it to you slowly.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Do you know how long it took to set up this project?
The Omega.
Arrogance may not be a uniquely American trait, but I must say you do it better than anyone.
Heartbreak Mike.
Come on, guys. We're all on the same team here.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
And speaking modestly, I'm the best mechanical engineer in this country.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sounds rather fun, actually.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Are you sure this thing works?
WTR Sunday Night.
We may dim half the lights in Brooklyn.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. After a 1 week hiatus, we are back on the air talking all things professional wrestling. Sometimes that's an exciting thing, sometimes there's just stuff like certain events that take it out of us. But I'm sure we'll get to that in good time.
Yeah, probably.
We got a pay-per-view to preview. That'll be good.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Energy, enthusiasm. Let's go!
Football!
Play defense!
There's no defense in wrestling. This is the Omega, nope. The be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
Yeah, it's that type of night tonight.
And Omega, you're wrong. There's a lot of defense in wrestling. You've got to be defensive on the internet about your opinions.
Apparently so. What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tonight, it's going to be fun. Hopefully. You know, we got a lot to talk about. couple of topics I'm not very fond of. But hey, you know what? Positive vibes.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get to some good stuff. Don't worry. We'll keep it balanced.
Ah. Yeah, okay. I'm drinking. Let's see.
And the one who has to keep it all together, the one and only, Tim Stein.
Good thing I brought the crazy glue. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Of course, the number one question on everybody's mind this week deals with Heartbreak Mike. Is he live or is he Memorex?
Oh, Yeah.
Rage.
Let's just go with this.
It's no secret that Mike is a closet fan of the Revival.
He is.
He really is.
Fuck the Revival. Okay.
All right. A couple quick things before they get into things. Chat, you get to be interactive tonight. Tim will tell you how when they do WTR. Pick them. But you control the fate of one object.
Oh, I forget. I forget about that. I don't think I remember now.
Yes, you do.
Oh, shit.
Yes, you do. They get to control it this time.
All right. So everybody, tell you what you're going to do is right now type in !! Tim. Do it. Just somebody do it. Of course, how long of a delay is this right now?
Not long.
Just
10 seconds.
Just do it. Just do it. I'm serious. There you go. Okay? Now, you're going to actually be in charge of a certain picking machine.
Yep.
That's very similar as to how you're going to do it.
Yep. You guys get to control the random thing picker.
Yeah.
It's in your hands.
Dun, 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 dun.
And no, it's not Command Coin in the chat room. We'll tell you what it is later. It's not that. It's not that. But that's later. They're here to talk other things.
That was a very random thing for you to bring up at the top of the show.
Well, I'm going to go watch football, so it's all in your hands. I just wanted to get out of the way.
Okay, well, just, you know, like, pay attention with one ear.
I will. I'm going to have it all right here on the sofa. You're good.
Are you going to the sofa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me know when you get there. We're waiting for him to get to the sofa.
Literally.
Okay, he's on the sofa now. All right, everybody, we're going to take our first break of the night.
Good Lord.
No, you see, that's he's listening with one ear, right? So he's going to be listening for my cue for the break. So the joke there, Mike, you get it? Do I have to explain it to you?
Yeah. No, you don't.
All right.
Fuck okay, Tim.
What did he say?
What did I say?
What did you say?
I said, fuck Tim.
Fuck off.
Oh, Jesus.
He'll suck.
Wow.
Jinx.
Yeah, that doesn't count tonight. That was last night, but you missed it. Thanks for playing. And nobody knows what we're talking about right now. So let's just launch into the best wrestler in the world right now, Omega.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take this one, Omega.
Yeah, so one of the reasons we didn't really discuss Crown Jewel the week of Crown Jewel was unbridled rage.
All of us.
We all infringed on Mike's gimmick. So, as chosen by the tournament of the best, your very best wrestler in the world is Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon.
Oh my God.
A man who didn't enter the tournament, did not qualify for anything, best in the world.
This drink is so good.
Oh, please tell me that that was a sip and not something else, Mike.
It was a sip.
Okay, good.
I really...
You know, it's one of those events I witness in life that makes me realize why others drink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sounds like Mike is well on his way.
Just about. I really like. I'm sorry. When I watched all of Crown Jewel, I cringed. And when they asked me, "Hey, did you watch Crown Jewel?" Yeah.
Regretfully, you did.
Regretfully.
Grudgingly.
Regretfully, I did. Could have played Red Dead Redemption 2, but no. I said, let me go.
No, you could have huffed paint thinner for 3 hours.
I probably will.
So many better options.
I mean, I do that at work, so it's kind of like, yeah. So, it's ill, number one. Number two, why? We're going to talk about something else. But it also ties into one of the topics tonight, and
yeah, I just want to correct Top Networks in chat. That wasn't a pay-per-view; it was a WWE Network special.
Exclusive.
Event.
It was a yes. Network exclusive. You can't count that as a pay-per-view. I'm sorry. A pay-per-view. Well, Evolution was a pay-per-view. Anyway.
Okay. Let me ask you, what's better, Crown Jewel or December to Remember?
I quit.
Like, I never thought we'd have an event that was as bad as December to Dismember. I thought that would be the bottom, that would be the lowest rung of the ladder forever.
You actually said Dismember. I love it.
Little did I know. There is another rung of the ladder buried under the shit that the ladder was perched up atop of.
Let's not.
Well, let me ask you guys this one thing. Were we possibly putting our expectations a little bit too high after the Evolution pay-per-view?
High? No. We knew Crown Jewel was going to be crap.
I mean, not necessarily
that crap.
This is the thing. We didn't necessarily think it was going to be crap because they booked it like a monster show. Because that's what they do with the Saudi shows.
It looks good on paper. The only difference between the Saudi anywhere else in Saudi Arabia is that they can actually afford fireworks.
Is it just me, or did some of the wrestlers look like they really didn't want to be there?
Of course not.
No. It's a political quagmire right now.
Right.
It's like John Cena didn't want to go because it would hurt his movie career, and it would.
Daniel Bryan? Ha, morals.
Daniel Bryan didn't want to go because he's a feminist, which is not a shot in this instance, believe it or not, strangely, coming from
him. Dude gave up a huge, probably very well-paying match in order to stick up for his morals, and I applaud that.
I mean, I do too. Amazing. And hey, we'll see how it all goes in Survivor Series.
So let's not do this shit ever again, WWE, please.
I'm sorry. As long
USA as Vince... Network is mad at you, okay? We'll get there.
Aren't they? I'm sorry. All right. As long as, I hate to say this, but as long as Vince McMahon is still chairman, we're going to have another one next year. And you guys know this. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have another, what was it called? Something WrestleMania?
Were you talking about the one that was held a few months ago over there?
Uh-huh.
Greatest Royal Rumble?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, it was another WrestleMania called Greatest Royal Rumble. No, it was the Greatest Royal Rumble, it was an okay show.
No, the greatest thing was Titus O'Neil tripping underneath the ring.
That was the only thing.
That alone made it worth watching.
That keyword, the only thing. Everything else, no.
That and Corey Graves losing his shit for 10 minutes straight afterwards.
Putting the replay on and everything. I'm going to watch that now to make it up for.
Rumor has it Corey Graves peed his pants multiple times after that during the replay. That's just a rumor. I shall neither substantiate nor dispel it.
I got to watch it. I'm sorry.
What the hell?
Okay, there we go. All right, cool.
Sometimes the world of professional wrestling makes you really scratch your head, but be careful because you might draw blood.
Might?
If you haven't already. Just saying. So, Mike.
Yes.
SmackDown, Tuesday. Nikki Cross. Keep it in your pants.
We can talk about this now?
We have moved on. This is the next topic, yes.
Excellent. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, excellent. Those of you who were not watching SmackDown, luckily I managed to watch that segment. Don't ask why.
Perv.
No, it was on accident. I was like, oh crap, I'm off work early. Click. All right, Becky Lynch, challenge, KK.
No, I to be fair, I got home just in time for that too.
Yeah, so, see, it's not just me.
So, yes, it's like a sixth sense. Ooh, my Becky senses are tingling.
And then...
So many bad jokes you can make out of what you just said.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, we go ahead and, you know, the open challenge, and I'm like, holy crap, sanity. And then they point at the Titantron, and I'm like, Nikki!
It was so well done, too, because the smoke completely obscured her, and she just came charging through. Like, she appeared like Nightcrawler. Just
and I like, she is. And then it just, like, the crowd, they were behind her. I'm sorry. The call-up is real. Granted, you know, they were in Scotland. Wait, they were in Scotland, weren't they? They were overseas. There we go. They were in Europe.
United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And when you, I'm sorry. Nikki... Wow. Got a chance to, you know, have some TV time. Like, yo, you want to play? Let's play. And the crowd was over. I'm sorry. Like, that's a future feud. Nikki and Becky.
How could it not be?
They have so much wonderful chemistry together. Just them two. So, hey, if this is like a foreshadow, thanks. SmackDown will always be number one.
Was anybody disappointed to see Nikki Cross?
A little disappointed just to see her lose her debut on SmackDown.
I mean, okay. But we knew what the purpose was, though.
Oh, I know the purpose.
It just sucked that it had to be that way.
I was just going to say that's the totally opposite answer to the question I asked, which is great. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's like it was still a strong debut. Like, I mean, she held her own against the champion.
Oh yeah, very strong. Very strong.
It was just really good.
It was. And really good decision. You know, nice. Bring her. Mm-hmm. Hey. Yes, Nikki. Even though we already know what's going to happen at Survivor Series, but hey, what do we know?
There you go. Well, time is out. The shit will play out, and we'll find out, and hopefully they don't Crown Jewel book this.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I had to.
Too soon.
Like, I can give...
Too soon.
I will give Crown Jewel a little bit of leeway, because with the Roman Reigns situation, there's a very last-minute change to some plans.
Let's talk about that later.
Well, we are actually going to be talking about one of those last-minute changes right now. How do you guys feel about Brock Lesnar regaining the title and Braun Strowman not being the one to carry it?
Fucking God, I thought we were done with this.
Yeah, there's a bit of a problem. WWE is scared right now of putting a strap on Braun Strowman.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I guess this kind of ties up into both the other topic and the second topic, too.
Yep. Now, here's the thing. They right now are gun-shy. They gave the belt. The very first Universal title holder
was accidentally had an injury
all the way back. The very first Universal title holder, our buddy Balor,
and below.
And what happens during the match? He won the title. Absolutely unbelievable. Mid match, he gets his shoulder dislocated and immediately pops it back in. Finishes the match and wins the title, then gives it up the next night because he had his shoulder dislocated.
That's
yeah, needed rehab, so he couldn't carry the title.
Who was the next one?
Did anything happen to Kevin Owens while he held it?
No. Wait, hold on.
How did Kevin lose it? He didn't forfeit it.
No, but Kevin had his ass kicked by Seth.
Other way around. Seth got his ass kicked by Hunter, which caused him to Google. I need a favor.
No, you're thinking how did you're bringing up how did Kevin Owens win the title because Seth
okay
got
okay
over.
No he lost it he lost it to Goldberg, so he wasn't the thing.
Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
And then Goldberg passed it to Lesnar, and we've been under the Lesnar glass ceiling ever since.
The Lesnar umbrella. And that, my kids, is exactly how it happened. And then Roman wins, and everybody's of mixed minds. Well, at least Brock doesn't have it. Yeah, but Roman does. Yay, Roman, you suck. Yay, Roman, you suck. I mean, like, okay, whatever. And then, of course, what happens? Roman has to give up the title. Frickin' thing is cursed. I swear to God.
No, you're right. And you were thinking exactly the same thing I was thinking. Yeah, it's cursed.
Yeah.
And it's bad because... Wow.
So that's the reason Brock has it again, is because they are scared right now.
Yeah.
Because Braun is suffering from two really bad knees, and he's got knee surgery in his very near future. But that's not the only reason, guys.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Nope. Allegedly, there's a lot of backstage heat on this boy. One of it stems from being the last wrestler to show up in the arena and the first one to leave. But that's just one of the allegations. Go ahead, Omega.
You see, this is the kind of thing that always makes me worry about pushing somebody so quick, so suddenly, all the way to the top of the card. Like, Braun does feel like one of those guys who is very protected, very, very money right now because the audience is behind him because they put so much investment into making him look like this indomitable monster.
Among men.
Mm-hmm. Like how much money have they spent just on flipped cars?
Too many.
They spent too many money.
Too many money.
Yep.
I mean, it's a lot behind the guy when all he did before that was number four in the Wyatt family. Because even in NXT, at best, he was a rosebud.
I was about to say even before the Wyatt family, but you covered it. Okay.
Yeah, this is someone who's got a very, very small part within the WWE and then gets elevated immediately and is all, you know, like goes from number four in the Wyatts to top of the card. It's a recipe for breeding an ego, for breeding confidence in his position.
Yeah.
Which is where you, which is what generates behavioral problems like, you know, late to show up, early to leave.
And this is exactly the reason why I don't like the character of The Miz, but I'm not supposed to. So I love the guy playing The Miz. I've got a shitload of respect for Mike Mizanin. He made one tiny little mistake and he got told in no uncertain terms, you don't fucking do that. So what did he do? He took it to heart and he believed when he was, he believed it when he was told, okay, you're not allowed in the dressing room anymore. So he stayed outside the dressing room for the longest goddamn time. Worked his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Did everything he was told to do. Went above and beyond what he was expected to do. And look at where he is now. And I'll tell you, right, you know, behind the scenes right now, he's one of the more respected guys on the roster because he paid his dues.
Yeah, and he's from the most unlikely of backgrounds for it. He's a reality show star who came in through the Tough Enough system.
Yep.
And he should not, like, by all stretches of logic, he should not make it. He shouldn't have made it as far as he's gotten in the business, except he's busted his ass to earn it.
Exactly. And it took no time at all for him to be taught he had to earn it. And unlike some people, like I was saying, he took it to heart. And he's like, oh, shit, well, fuck, maybe I better. Mm. And he did. And then you hear this shit about Braun being a bit of a dick in the locker room and getting away with fucking off before the show's even over with. If he's not on the main event, you know, and that may not seem like a big deal to a lot of people, to the average person. But if you're on a wrestling show, you do not leave until everything is over, said and done with. And I'm not talking about just the show itself, because after the show, there's other shit that goes down between all of the guys and gals working, management, the people writing the shows, the people in charge. You don't bugger off. You just don't. That is so disrespectful. So the odds are really good that because they know what they have with Brock and they don't know what they have or don't have with Braun, thanks to Roman Reigns' leukemia, they basically felt that they had to put the title back on Brock.
Yeah, right now they are in recovery mode.
Yep.
You know, whatever we have to do, but, you know, we have to pay him like by the day or by the event or whatever. At least we know Brock Lesnar is fit and can hold it and still draws money when he shows up.
Yep.
That's a big caveat there, when he shows up.
Yep. Yeah, and now they're going to be playing that up again. But hey, you know, the good thing about it is we'll get more Paul Heyman.
You know what's weird is like how many times now they have run storylines for Brock Lesnar's exit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, this place sucks. I'm going to the UFC where there's real competition. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't really care about this because Dana White's going to pay my bills anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, or whatever, you know, however they spin it. And like every time Brock's contract is up, you get another storyline where they try to demonize him as badly as possible. And then they just keep giving him money and he comes back again. And
they have to lean on him. And we're trying, but we need you. And he's like, okay, And here's the thing, you know, he is going back to UFC. Could you imagine if he actually wins that title in UFC?
Oh, Jesus Christ. If he gets to walk around with two of those belts.
It's going to be a bigger deal in WWE than it would be in UFC.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Because UFC crowd, like a lot of people are UFC fans because they don't want their violence to be fake.
Mm-hmm. So unlike Trey. Yeah.
that's the idea. It's like, well, this is an alternative in a competition to pro wrestling because it is real competition. It is real contact. They are actually fighting. And, you know, you have a lot of, you know, people who grew up as wrestling fans, but as they get older, you know, they start going to UFC because it's, you know, it's not made up as, you know, as far as we ever know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so yeah, the belt's meaningless there. The belt's a toy in the UFC, but in WWE where kayfabe exists in storyline, its character and all that, he's walking around with Universal Championship in one hand and the UFC Championship in the other. It's okay, fictional fight and real fight. This guy is the champ of both, and that's a big deal.
You know, if Dana White winds up being a little bit more receptive and a little bit more open to working with Vince and Hunter, what are the chances that at some point, if Brock is holding both titles, Dana agrees on the biggest stage ever? Because let's face it, no matter where they hold UFC, no matter how many people they pack into the arenas, they do not reach the crowds that WrestleMania generates. Could you imagine Dana White agreeing to letting the UFC title be fought for at WrestleMania.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
That's what we need is a Brawl for All segment.
Here's the thing about that. Unlike Brawl for All, this would actually probably be good because, you know, they bring in another UFC fighter to legit to challenge for the fucking thing. But how damaging would it be to the reputation of UFC?
You would never get it done, though.
Well,
like, no matter how many dollar signs there are, it would never happen because WWE shareholders would not allow a bloody sport to go on in the middle of a wrestling event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, got to keep that PG image. Got to keep those shareholders happy. Got to keep all the people in the boardroom happy. And well, they want a kid-friendly product. They don't want blood. They don't want real violence.
But for how long, though, is the question.
Well, eventually, yeah. Like, eventually it's a, like, the money will go into a different direction, you know. And that's the kind of what they did in the Attitude eras. Like, the kid-friendly stopped working, so we gotta go where the money is, and that's with, you know, a teen and young adult crowd.
Well, you have to blame WCW for that. Or give them the, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. Give them the nod for causing the Attitude Era, because it was WCW and what they were presenting on air on TBS.
Yeah, that's true.
That forced Vince's hand.
That's true.
So, but yeah, but in addition to the shareholders are going to say no. The only thing that would convince them otherwise is the dollar sign, and if that title gets defended at like a WrestleMania, you know that the money is there big time. And that's the only thing that would change the shareholders' minds, which, because the only reason why they're holding shares is to make money, it would be possible. Not, I'm not saying likely, I'm just saying possible. Here's the problem. You defend or fight for a UFC title in a WWE event. All of a sudden, UFC may gain a few pro wrestling fans as UFC fans, but I'll guarantee goddamn to you, they lose a shitload of hardcore UFC fans thinking, okay, well, UFC is just as much bullshit as WWE. Think about it.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So that would be probably exceedingly detrimental. I would love to be a fly on the wall if those talks were ever to take place, though.
I know. Like, I don't think they'd do it just for the fact that it'd be a pain in the ass to schedule.
Yeah, could you just imagine Triple H trying to book the UFC fight, though?
Well, no. I mean, not even like a not even Trips booking it. It's just like a UFC fight can take you 20 minutes or it can take you one.
Yeah, you never know. You got a maximum allotted amount of time. But it could be over in the first 2 minutes of the first round, and it could hoop you. So, but with Brock holding the Universal title and potential problems with Braun, who's the next push in WWE?
Hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who's the chosen one?
Ha, Drew.
Okay, you picked up on the all-too-obvious hint. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they are the plans to push Drew are already in place. He was supposed to be the next challenger after Braun. He was supposed to be the next challenger for Roman Reigns to be facing for the title. They're moving that up now.
The problem with that, I am a Drew McIntyre, you know, fan. He's got what it takes. You know, he grew up after he left WWE the first time. They should have put him in there the first time to be a contender. The moment he went to the main roster, I'm sorry. I mean, granted, you know, well, we ain't got nothing for you, so you're just going to team with Dolph Ziggler. Cool. But he's always been in tag team mayhem. Every time, like, just about every time that he's been in the WWE main roster, he's always been in, like, tag team title matches, tag team matches. That's how, well, that was also before, you know, after he left Dave Taylor. There we go. Yeah, Dave Taylor. When he was in WWE the first time, he teamed up with Dave Taylor. And then, of course, you know, he branched on his own Intercontinental Champion. Probably one of the great Intercontinental Champions in that time, but. And then left on his, you know, he left because he had some growing up to do. Came back, and now he's finally gotten, you know, main event status and what have you. And what makes me upset right now is because WWE doesn't see it. They still think of him as that little snot-nosed kid who was arrogant and everything else, but you guys can't face the facts that, you know, that's not him anymore.
I think that is decisively untrue.
I'm listening.
Did you see on Monday Night Raw? Did you see the main event with him and Kurt Angle? Ain't that something you don't do in this business. You do not beat somebody with their own moves, especially someone the level of Kurt Angle. You do not suggest on air that this man might have just ended the career of Kurt Angle. That's a pretty big deal.
Go watch it right now.
Like, they've lined this guy up to be a big deal just because we've seen, like, putting him with Dolph, it's a stepping stone. You know, because Dolph, if a disappointment is Dolph Ziggler. We agree to this, but he is also something of a company man. He has always been reliable to the WWE for what they need him to do.
He's been dependable to a fault, and he's a guy along the same line as The Miz.
Hmm.
Not the character.
Yeah, like, we don't give him enough credit because he does have world title reigns, but they've been so short, and that's because of injury. Thank you very much, Del Rio. But to put him in with McIntyre,
Alberto concussion.
Putting in McIntyre is a vote of confidence in McIntyre that we're going to put you in with someone that we have faith in who's going to make you look good. And they have looked good as a team. And now you have McIntyre as the one person who can put Braun down. It's him and Lesnar. Those are the only two that can slay the beast whenever they want. And that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at the size of Drew. Look at the size of Braun. Look at the size of Brock. Drew is not as thick or heavy as Braun, but he's fucking taller.
And quick. Did you not see that, that Claymore coming down the ramp?
Oh, jeez.
And he's very, no homoeroticism here. He's massively chiseled, especially in comparison to Braun.
He grew up.
He looks believable as a legitimate threat.
Mm-hmm.
Which work perfectly. So, I think, it's a good move to, start elevating Drew, which, like you say, Omega, you watch Monday Night Raw, you will have seen it. So, but the question is, are they going to, give him a chance? And if so, when?
Well, unfortunately, we have the glass ceiling back in place. If this was Drew versus Roman, then I would absolutely believe that Drew does have a chance of holding that Universal Championship sooner than later. Unfortunately, with everything in backup plan mode, I'm not sure that's going to be anytime soon.
Holy mm-hmm. crap.
Well, they've convinced Brock to sign through WrestleMania now.
Okay, sorry guys. Yeah, I retract my statement. My bad. I just finished watching.
He made Angle tap with his own angle.
Yeah, I retract.
Fuck it. So. It's like, I couldn't believe that shit. It's like, wait, he stole a finisher and it worked? That hasn't happened since Montreal.
You're right, you gotta check your pulse now.
What's the best way to piss everybody off? So. It'll be interesting how it plays out, and we'll see some more of it tomorrow night on Raw. Speaking of which, and I alluded to this near the top of the show, and we're going to talk about it. 20 years, it's been 20 years that Raw has been allowed an overrun on USA Network, and also on Spike when they were there for a couple of years. But no more will Monday Night Raw go 5 to 15 minutes overtime. USA Network has said, nope, no more. What do you guys think about that?
I'm actually kind of stunned it took this long. It's like I always figured they'd give you the kind of leeway because it's a live show. They have to, kind of do a lot of this on the fly, and there's not.
You got
to
roll with the punches. Yep.
Yeah, it's like there's no real guaranteed way of ending right on time. But we've seen SmackDown do it, week in, week out. So clearly it's doable.
Yep. Very doable. Now, of course, I was talking with Rock about this. Brought up, he told me about this, and I made a joke. Oh my God, it's going to be the return of the cliffhanger from WCW. Tune in next week to find out how this fight takes place, everybody. Y'all remember that, don't you? Like, I was being a wise guy and joking about it, but I was only half kidding. It's my fear that WWE is going to start doing that.
Your only fear?
I got a few fears, but nothing of consequence. Nothing to worry about. It's just when the, you know, like the first couple times I saw that happen at WCW, I'm thinking, oh, well, cool. Okay. They're trying to hook me into watching next week. I can get into this, but they kept doing it every single goddamn show and they killed it. And they bred apathy in me. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'll read about it.
So, that's true.
So I don't know if, we're going to wind up with this again, but, I'm not hating the idea that they're being told, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah. I mean, it was bound to happen. We just didn't know how soon.
Yep.
Sad to say.
So what do you guys think? We've been doing this for like 45 minutes. You want to take five, grab a fresh beverage, visit the facilities if you need to, grab a snack, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that.
All right, to everybody else in WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, our first break of the night could be our last, you never know. But on the way, when we come back in, we're going to launch right into Survivor Series Pick'em. And this is where you guys in the chat room get to play along. And I'm going to give you the secret command right on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a dick bang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It just gets weirder and weirder. Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam style.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless ours, made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Go for Barney.
Hey, man. It's Marshall. Check your email. Sent you something.
What is it?
A decade plus one.
What does this mean? Marshall?
12/1/2018.
No. No!
You think you know me.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to another edition of WTO. Hey, wait, no, that was the beginning of the show. Hey, welcome back from commercial break. Wrestle Talk Radio live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on the TuneIn app. Download it to your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network, and you too get a chance to listen to any of our live webcast programming, absolutely 100% free of charge, wherever you may be on the go. You can plug it into the, plug your device into the auxiliary, input of your, car, stereo and listen to it while you drive around. Why you would drive around and listen to us, I don't know, but you know, the option's there. So, yeah. I guess now is the time to explain to you people in chat room how you're going to get a chance to play the random thing picker or be the random thing picker. The command for chat is exclamation point random. And then you can type in 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, however many people are there. And the number will randomly generate itself. No. No, Matt, not command coin.
not com- okay.
No, you got to read the chat room, Mike, because he's doing command coin. No, it's command random 1-2. Try that. Command random 1-2 and see what comes up.
This is going to be real fun during Royal Rumble season.
Absolutely.
We won't let them do that during Rumble season. We'll handle that part of it.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit too much. I mean, the show could be 3 hours just doing the actual Rumble. Hashtag random nightbot 0. No, you got to type in hashtag random 12345. Rock show 'em.
God damn it! That's the same number as my combination of my luggage.
Dear God.
It should actually do the. It should actually pick up. For,
there you go.
No, it actually should pick up for random 1 and 2 without having to type 1 and 2. The fact that it was grabbing 0 is kind of funny.
Okay, so type in random 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just no, right. 1, 4, 1, 4.
Oh, 1, 4. So it could pick 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's the combination of its beginning and end.
Okay, so beginning 1 and 4. So if there are 6 people in the match, you don't have to type in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You just type in command. No, not hashtag Robbinsdale. No, not hashtag. Not the pound sign. The exclamation points.
We have some smart chatters.
Oh my. Led by Matt. You know, I put him in the corner earlier tonight because I made a tweet at like 5 to 5 minutes before showtime. And he responded and said something, so I put him in the corner. Okay, you have to put a space. Random, okay, command random space 1 space 4. I don't think they want to play properly. Not hashtag random.
Well, yeah, it's what happens anytime you give the kids a new toy, they immediately find a way to break it.
That's like buying a very, very expensive, put it together, it comes in a great big massive huge box, Star Destroyer for your kid, and the kid fucking plays, with the box.
No, you buy the Nintendo, you know, the classic Nintendo Entertainment System for your kid in the 80s, and then 2 days after Christmas or whatever birthday, whatever occasion it was, there's a peanut butter sandwich stuffed into it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Are you speaking from, like, personal experience?
Shut up. That's not the issue here.
Okay, yeah. So why did you put your peanut butter sandwich in your Nintendo game?
I thought it'd warm it up.
Wow. Wow. Wow is right.
Makes all the games really hot. It gets hot while I'm playing.
Wow.
He's like, I thought the games were...
No. You see what I just
Don't
did?
Don't judge my culinary experimentation.
You call that culinary?
I was revolutionary. No one had thought to use a video game entertainment system for culinary purposes before I did.
So Robbinsdale Finest in the chat has it figured out. There you go. Okay, so that's how random thing picker will work tonight if you guys play properly. So let's get into Survivor Series, guys. We're going to start with Cruiserweight Championship. We got Buddy Murphy taking on Mustafa Ali Omega.
It should stay on Buddy. So I'm going to say it's going to stay on Buddy because he's been on fire.
Fair enough. All right. Mike?
Let's get the Buddy Murphy train going on.
All right. Okay, so Buddy Murphy is number 1, Mustafa Ali number 2. Chat room, this is your chance. Hashtag random space 1 space 2. Somebody type that in so random think picker can pick. And random think picker, the courtesy of the chat room, picks Buddy Murphy. And so do I, because I don't want to be left out.
Hmm.
So, okay, so that's the first one out of the way. Now we've got the Survivor Series elimination match, Raw tag teams versus SmackDown tag teams. We've got 2 tag teams named. They're both from SmackDown. For Raw, you got 5 teams to be determined. For SmackDown, it's the Usos, New Day, and 3 teams to be determined.
Oh, God.
So basically, what we want is who's going to survive, a Raw tag team or a SmackDown tag team? Raw number 1, SmackDown number 2. Mike.
Who won last year's SmackDown or Raw?
I don't care.
SmackDown.
Okay, you pick SmackDown. Omega.
Yeah, I think I'll say SmackDown.
Okay, I'm going to go Raw. And for some reason, the chat room's having a hard time with this.
You know, I'm just trying to figure it out in my head, and I'm having a hard time with it.
Well, I'm gonna try to do this here. Hashtag random space one space two. And okay, thanks to me, randomly picked in chat room, the pick in the Raw tag team. A Raw tag team. Raw wins. Okay, I don't think we're going to do this from now on. This will be the first, last, and only night that we're going to do the in-chat room random thing picker.
Thank you.
I think Rock set it up for the Magic 8-Ball, too, but I can't remember the command, and I don't feel like scrolling up on our chat because it's way too far back on our chat. So, but up next, we got Authors of Pain versus The Bar. Command random space one space two. Omega.
God, give me that one again.
AOP the bar.
Oh, right. AOP.
Mike?
AOP.
All right. I'm going to pick Authors of Pain as well. And apparently, chat random has picked the bar. Up next, the Survivor Series elimination match. It's the women's team versus the women's team. Raw women versus SmackDown women. Okay, five members of each. Nobody on Raw has been picked yet, so there are five to be determined. Put on Team SmackDown. You've got Carmella, Naomi, Sonya, Asuka, and maybe Charlotte. And once again, Raw is one, and SmackDown is two. So, Mike, which show's women are going to win?
Raw
women. Ooh, okay. Omega.
Well, I said that SmackDown wins the tag team, so I guess I have to say Raw because that's how this always goes.
It's usually how it goes. Yeah, I'm picking Raw, the Raw women, to win here because you never know.
Just being contrarian tonight.
There you go. And the SmackDown women got chosen in chat, by the way. Up next match, Shinsuke Nakamura, number one, taking on Seth Rollins, number two, Omega.
I'll give this one to Shinsuke because Jesus Christ, Shinsuke needs something.
Okay.
Like I feel like Shinsuke has just been a null factor for months now.
Almost a bust, but not quite. But yeah, okay. Mike,
I want to say give it to Shinsuke, but I feel that Dean is going to do something to piss screw Seth over, and probably have him accidentally cause a win, but. I gotta think WWE logic, so I'm gonna go with Shinsuke.
All right, I'm picking Shinsuke because Omega. I agree with you completely. He needs something, and why not give it to him for SmackDown versus Raw Survivor Series?
Well, you give him something when there's absolutely nothing but bragging rights on the line.
There you go. Random thing picker in the chat room. The last number I see is number one, so I'm going to just accept that and say that Shinsuke Nakamura is the random choice as well. And now, the match that we're all going to watch Survivor Series for, Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch.
We are.
it feels good to have one of the big four pay-per-views come up. And it's like, it's the women's match I'm looking forward to the most. Mm-hmm. Oh, we live in a good era. So it's women's match has a fist break, right? No, 90s me. this is gonna be better than the main event. You watch.
Yeah.
Whose arm breaks first?
Man, what?
That's what I want to know.
Just thinking that.
That's what a match is. Armbar versus armbar.
It's sad because it should be a finishers only match, but you know.
I'll tell you exactly what happens. Halfway through the match, Chris Jericho returns with as a surprise with a great big huge roll of paper that he unrolls and starts listing his 1,004 different armbars.
Stop it. Stop it.
French armbar, English armbar, Kyoto armbar.
Stop it.
Come on, it was funny.
No. No.
Boss cover 3 handle family credential.
There you go. That's an armbar. So I guess it's time to pick.
Yeah, we can only gush over the match for so long, can't we?
Yeah. I just want, you know what? Give me this match for 45 minutes. I'll be happy.
Yeah, Iron won the match. Actual length. I have to pick Ronda because, you know, we're doing the Asuka thing where no one can take her down.
And mm-hmm.
I hate to do anything to Becky's momentum, but. It's the Ronda factor right now.
So that's one for Ronda, Mike.
Well, supper time. Give it to Ronda.
Ooh, two for Ronda. Okay, chat room. Ronda's one, Becky Lynch is two. Command random 1-2. Make your pick. While you're doing it, I'm gonna say Becky through hijinks.
Ooh.
And thank you, Robbinsdale Finest, for randomizing, and random also picked Becky Lynch. But yeah, I'm going to say, Becky through hijinks. And of course, the final match on the card, to this point, champion versus champion, another champion versus championship match, Brock Lesnar taking on AJ Styles. Mike.
It kind of sucks because I really want them to give it to AJ finally versus Brock Lesnar, but Brock Lesnar.
I should be so much more excited for this match.
We're not because we've already seen it.
No, we're not because I don't give a shit about Lesnar anymore.
Well, that too.
It's all been done. I've seen it all. It's like repeat. It's just like I'm watching reruns now and I don't give a shit. About Lesnar in any capacity at this point. Yeah, I would love to give it to AJ, but it's the Lesnar factor. You know, even on a different brand, I don't think you're immune to the glass ceiling.
Wait till you hear my booking on this one. It's my turn to pick.
Oh boy. Tim gonna fuck it hard.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
This sucks. God. Lesnar. Lesnar and AJ.
Well, Mikey, you haven't really picked anybody yet, have you?
I picked Brock because yeah. I don't think you can get over
both
Brock.
Of us picked Brock.
Okay. Well, I'm picking AJ. Okay, chat room, Brock Lesnar 1, AJ Styles 2. And the reason I'm picking AJ Styles, we talked about it already before the break, guys. They're positioning Drew McIntyre to be the next great white hope. Which is a really weird thing to say because they're both white, but
anyway,
Drew McIntyre is going to be instrumental in AJ winning because he's going to come up and fuck up Brock Lesnar.
We'll see.
That's my booking.
I would love for that to happen.
We would love for it to happen, but considering as Big Show calls it, ironclad contract, ain't gonna happen.
Oh, he's not losing the title.
We didn't
if
say
he
that.
Loses.
Didn't say that.
Keep that in mind. This is all part of booking. Don't forget, Mike, you're talking to one of the best bookers in Western Canada.
I understand that. But see, we've been through this again last year.
Mm-hmm.
AJ versus Brock.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's been broken ever since Brock Lesnar got the championship.
That's not what I'm talking about, but yeah, okay.
As much as I want to see Drew McIntyre be the person to stand up in front of the beast, no. I'll tell you what. If they do it like that, I will literally be like, all right, WWE, you guys are actually on to something. But as much as I want to be a believer, can't. We all know how this is going to go. Oh my gosh, Vegeta's going to do it. Nope, Goku takes over. And the only person that knows what I meant was Omega.
NJPW.
NJPW.
Don't think that he's the only one who knows what you're talking about.
Right.
You little shit.
Sorry.
Atta girl.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, that's, I'm booking it. They're going to do that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're going to do that. Nightbot, which is random in chat room, picks AJ to win as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And apparently, the tag teams don't count as the men's, elimination match.
Hmm. No, we have other men for the men's elimination match.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. The Survivor Series elimination match, men on Team Raw versus men on Team SmackDown.
Like, unless they want to do some, like, really weird shit and, like the Riot Squad makes the tag team match. I don't know.
Can they do that?
I mean, they could, but investors won't let them.
What about, faction elimination match? Mixed faction elimination match. Can we do that for Survivor Series?
That might cause a headache.
In more ways than one.
Well, you can't do it logistically for Survivor Series because, if all the women, eventually all the women on one side will get eliminated, and that means the women on the other side can't get in the match anymore. So they're either eliminated or they are a guaranteed win because at the very least, we're going to stalemate. It's one male team on one side, one female team left on the other side. Rules say we can't wrestle, so tie game, everyone go home.
Oh, my God, that was reminiscent of the Major League Baseball All-Star game a few years ago. Those of you who follow baseball know what I'm talking about. Anyway, here it is. Team Raw is Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, and to be determined, Team 1 versus Team SmackDown, Team 2. Miz, Daniel Bryan, Shane O'Mac, Ray, and Joe. Hey, Omega, you pick.
Well, if this goes like Survivor Series in past, where all bragging rights are on the line for your superior brand, then how could I go against the team that has the best wrestler in the world on the team?
Oh, so you're picking Team Raw with Dolph Ziggler?
Absolutely. With Shane McMahon being the first one eliminated.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
See, SmackDown does have the caveat of whoever loses the match to a competitor on Raw gets fired. So if you're the last one eliminated on the SmackDown team, you're fired. I would love if Shane was the last one.
You know what would be great? Shane McMahon, sole survivor.
Shut up, because that is actually how WWE is going to book it.
Okay, there's a Canadian phrase that fits Rock right now, and the phrase is shit disturber.
You know what it's going to be?
What's it going to be?
It's going to come down to Braun and McIntyre versus Shane. Braun's going to get in the ring, beat up Shane for a bit. McIntyre's going to claymore kick the fuck out of him.
God.
And he's either going to walk off or he's going to let Shane pin them both. He's probably just going to walk off. He's just going to take himself out of the match.
Of course he is.
And then Shane's just going to crawl over, pin Braun, 1, 2, 3.
So we're going with Team SmackDown. Okay. That's my vote.
Yes, it is.
Team SmackDown.
Yeah. They always give it to SmackDown, so yeah, I'm picking SmackDown.
They're the superior brand, guys. Go raise their ratings, please. Someone. Anyone.
You know, here's something strange. For the first time in, like, forever, it's Raw that needs its ratings boosted.
Even though Raw was like the winner last year.
Am I right, Omega?
They give both of you a boost, let's be honest.
I'm sorry. It wasn't Raw. It was Triple H.
Thank you, chat room. I appreciate that. Chat room random thing picker picked Team Raw. But I'll tell you, the most tired wrestler at the end of Survivor Series is going to be to be determined.
Kurt Angle.
To be determined is in a lot of matches.
Yep. Double, triple, quadruple.
TBD.
Yep.
TBD.
TBD. TBD. Oh, TBD. TBD. So there you go. Yeah. Did I pick? I picked SmackDown.
Yeah, you did.
We all did. Well, that's our pick for Survivor Series. Don't forget, everybody, you've got until like 5 o'clock Eastern, the day of the pay-per-view, to get your random picks finalized and posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. While we're at it, check out facebook.com/WTR Sunday night, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet your picks to @FlamesForums or @Wild Talk Radio or @WTR Sunday night. You could also email them to media@WildTalkRadio.com. What's the matter, Mike?
Oh, crap. I forgot what tonight is.
What's tonight?
The finals of the greatest hits. All-time greatest.
It is not the finals.
Oh, thank God.
No. It's not the finals. It's the final of the semis.
No, it's round four. You guys missed the week.
So yeah, it's the crappy round. Oh, God. Don't play it.
No. That's next week. It's going to be shitty.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Four Horsemen versus Bad News Allen. Omega.
Horsemen.
Mike.
You know, this is easy. Horsemen.
So, if you would like to become new co-host of WTR Sunday Night.
Wow.
Email admin at Wild Talk Radio. No. Tim?
Yeah, I'm sticking with my bro.
Okay. Raven versus Triple H. Mike.
Triple H.
Omega.
I've been Raven's backer for a long time now because he did some seriously fucked up shit for a heel, but I can't really go against the career heel that is Triple H.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tim?
Yeah, no, in this instance, just because of that fucked up shit, I'm voting Raven.
Well, the movement continues on. Ted DiBiase, Ric Flair, Tim.
As much fun as it was to know that everybody has a price, you're not going against the dirtiest player in the game. I'm sorry. Forget it. Because he actually, like, lived up to that.
Omega?
Yeah, I'm picking a genuine personality over a gimmick on this one. So, Ric Flair.
Mike?
I think we're all in agreement on Ric Flair.
And finally, Vince.
Before you do that, just bringing up I talked to you about this earlier in the day, Rock. The dirtiest player in the game has now obviously gotten a new job as the dirtiest pep talker in the game. Ric Flair in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, to deliver a pep talk to the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League. For the Grey Cup playoffs, which started this weekend, his pep talk must have worked because the Ticats beat the BC Lions by a final score of like 48-3.
Say what?
Yep. All 48-3.
Congratulations. Vince McMahon, Chris Jericho, Omega, go.
Fuck.
Wait.
Okay, that WWE sounds like Jericho, all three hosts' heads blowing up.
Hold on. WWE Jericho or Jericho all around?
It's Jericho.
Just Jericho.
Just any Jericho. All Jericho.
All Jericho all the time. 24/7 on Jericho Radio.
All right, so Mike goes Jericho. Oh, Mike. Because am I wrong, Omega?
Is my mark showing that much?
Yeah.
A lot.
I mean, I had to be sure. Cause,
Vince, you know, like, Vince is, okay, fine, but seriously, Vince is one of the greatest heels in professional wrestling history. He was the perfect foil to Austin, the hero of the Attitude Era. And, okay, he redefined the heel role. Like, he was the heel authority figure that we now still have as an archetype in the WWE today. I'm still going with Jericho because Vince does one thing. He does it really well, but it is a one thing as a heel this entire time that he's been a heel. Jericho can do so much as a heel in so many different ways, and it all works, and I respect that versatility.
So one for Jericho. Tim?
Yeah, the many facets of Jericho. He can come out acting like a babyface, doing everything a babyface does, and still get heel heat. And it is a very rare wrestler who is able to accomplish that. Vince is a one-trick pony, like Omega said. It's the truth. Yeah, sure, he redefines shit. Thanks to him, the heel Mr. McMahon character, WWE in a large part was saved from, oblivion in a large part. But only, you know, pick up a kaleidoscope and look through it, twist it around, and you see Jericho.
Mike.
Jericho.
That's this week in the all-time greatest.
That means that's it for this week's webcast. Everybody, we're on late next Sunday night because there's a pay-per-view. Pay attention. WWE might force them to have a hard finish. I'm kidding. Expect Survivor Series to go extra long just because of what USA Network did to Raw. There you
Morning
go.
Yeah. Overrun.
There you go. How long?
I was saying 40 minutes.
Oh, I was thinking 60. Okay, don't forget tomorrow immediately following Raw Post Show.
Can no longer say 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Need new at 11 promo. O'clock Eastern.
At 11 p.m. 11:01. 11:01 p.m. Eastern, the Raw Post Show. Screwing up my plugs. Damn it, USA.
Fortnite,
Thursdays and Saturdays. Twitch.tv/WTLive.
Thursdays? But you've got the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, that's at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to preview NXT TakeOver, maybe with an NXT analyst and the assistant to the regional NXT analyst. We'll preview that and preview Survivor Series. Then, following The Rack, is Fortnite with Friends. So you get a double dose of us Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms.
And don't forget, if you have baked beans, every night can be fart night.
Has your son taught you how to play yet?
Shut up. Just STFU.
I mean, we need you to learn how to play, Tim. I mean,
I don't want to learn how to play. Shut up.
Let's see if you can do it, Tim.
Forget it. Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, another episode of the Wild Wacky of the Unusual CB Radio.
Last night we did the greatest Sesame Street character of all time. This week...
What? Who was the greatest Sesame Street character of all time?
Gotta go listen to the archive at CBRealive.com.
Some bitch.
This week, if the intern gets his job done, it'll be the worst movie of all time on the Great and the Great Debate.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRealive.com. Midnight is this Saturday night as we get closer to a decade plus one.
All right, there you go. And, of course, programming out, like I said, will be on immediately following Survivor Series next Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Follow me at Flames Forums. Feel free to follow my uncensored, politically incorrect, very controversial Twitter account at Voice Insanity. Also, on the Twitter machines. I plugged the Facebook pages already, but in case you missed it, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Nights. Omega, you have almost as many places.
I still need to make a roll call for all of them. But for the majority of what I do around the internets, you can find me at Facebook at TJ Reviews, and everywhere else you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, that is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos to watch. I keep busy. And then for the stuff that YouTube does not like me to post over there, it is over at TJOmega.net.
There you go. Mike, you should actually post on Twitter once in a while.
Yeah, I need to. But yeah, let's see if we can do that. Let's try this week. You guys can add me on Twitter. The WTR Oreo. I'm doing a thing this Wednesday. What the fuck is it? Add me on the Facebook. Dragon Honor Wrestling. I'm doing, we're back on 2K19 Simulation. We're starting our shows. We do shows every Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. So hopefully guys enjoy that. Yes, back to you guys.
Yeah, that's it. I think we're done, my friends. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night in the Books. Have yourselves a great week. Catch you immediately following Survivor Series.
Radio.com.